My dear listeners, welcome back to Timeless Stories. Here we go back in time to relive magic and adventure and explore mythology. We are exploring lesser known stories from the Ramayana this season, and we are on to our fourth story. The Ramayana is one of the most popular epics of Hinduism and is the story of the life of Rama, who is an incarnation of Lord Vishnu, one of the main gods of Hinduism. In our previous story, we listened to the story about a crow that troubled Sita. Today's story is about Hanuman. Do you know who Hanuman is? Hanuman is an extremely powerful monkey man who was a huge devotee of Rama and always stood by him. But did you know that there was a time when Rama and Hanuman had to fight each other? Can you imagine that? How did that happen? Shall we find out? Come with me. Come on, let's go. In India, there is a place called Kashi. It's also known as Varanasi. It is in present-day state of Uttar Pradesh in the north of India. Back then, Kashi was ruled by a king. Once, there was a prayer organized in Ayodhya, and this is where Rama ruled. And this king of Kashi was invited to this prayer. He accepted the invitation to attend. The prayer had lots of wise people, priests and sages. Sage Vasishtha, Sage Vishwamitra, and remember the traveling sage Narada? He was there too. Now the king of Kashi bowed at Vasishtha and Narada and offered his respects. But you know where he was seated? He couldn't see sage Vishwamitra, so he did not offer his respects to him. Now Narada is well known to stir things up. He noticed this and said to sage Vishwamitra, "Narayana, Narayana." Sage Vishwamitra, "How dare this king of Kashi ignore you like this? He offered his respects to us, but forgot about you." Vishwamitra was one to get angry very easily. He said, "I'll teach him a lesson." After the prayers were finished and everyone had left, Vishwamitra, who was Rama's guru, approached Rama and said, "Rama, the king of Kashi didn't pay his respects to me. I feel insulted. I want his body at my foot," he said, meaning that he wanted this king to be dead. Rama could not say no to his guru. He said, "Okay, I will gather my forces to fight him and destroy him." Sage Narada, in the meantime, had found the king of Kashi and he said, "You didn't hear? Your life is in danger. Rama is going to put an end to it." The king was really confused and scared at the same time. "What? What did I do?" Narada didn't want to tell him that he was the one who caused the trouble. He said, "Don't worry about all that now. Listen to me. Leave this place immediately and go to Kishkindha and meet Anjana, the mother of Hanuman, and tell her that I sent you. Tell her that your life is in danger and that she must protect you. Don't tell her anything else. There is no time, so you must leave right now." The king of Kashi jumped on his horse and galloped away to Kishkindha. He found Anjana, introduced himself and bowed in front of her and said, "Mother Anjana, sage Narada sent me to you. My life is in danger. Please protect me." Anjana was very kind. She didn't ask him any questions. She said, "Don't worry. My son is very powerful. He will protect you." She called for Hanuman and said, "Hanuman, this king has come seeking our protection. I have promised him to protect his life. Please help him." Hanuman said, "Okay, Mother." Hanuman asked the king, "Who is after your life?" The king said, "The king of Ayodhya, Rama." Hanuman was shocked. How could he oppose Rama? He worshipped Rama and he respected him a lot. He told the king, "Okay, I need you to stay inside my house. Do not step out at any time." He decided to go talk to Rama to stop this fight. He flew to Ayodhya, where Rama had got information that King of Kashi had escaped to Kishkindha. Hanuman fell at Rama's feet and said, "Rama, I have promised to protect the King of Kashi. Please spare his life." Rama said, "I would, Hanuman, but I have promised my guru Vishwamitra to bring his life to him. I can't break my promise." "Is there nothing we can do?" Hanuman asked. Rama said, "I'm afraid not. We have been put against each other and we must fight." Hanuman was worried. He flew back to Kishkindha and he thought and thought and thought. And a smile came on his face. He went inside his place and saw that the king of Kashi was shivering in fear. Hanuman said, "King, don't fear. Just close your eyes and meditate. Chant the name of Rama. Nothing will happen to you. I will do exactly the same." So the king of Kashi began chanting Rama's name inside Hanuman's house, and Hanuman sat outside the house guarding him. He closed his eyes, folded his hands, and chanted Rama's name too. Rama arrived and he started shooting arrows in the direction of Hanuman. Guess what happened? Those arrows turned into flowers just before they struck Hanuman. No matter how much Rama tried, all his arrows turned into flowers. Rama did not know what to do. Just then, he heard a voice, "Narayana, Narayana." Rama saw that sage Narada had made his way to Kishkindha. "Rama, this whole situation was created by me. I wanted to show the people of the world that chanting your name can protect them from any danger. See, even your own arrows couldn't touch Hanuman or the king." Hanuman opened his eyes and he asked the king to come out now. The king was really nervous, but he anyway came out. Rama said, "I have promised my guru to bring the king's body at his feet. Come with me, King of Kashi. Let us go and prostrate in front of Guru Vishwamitra. That way, I can keep my promise just the way Hanuman has kept his promise too." They all smiled in relief and went to Ayodhya. That is how Hanuman faced Rama's arrows, my dear friends. Phew, everything ended well in the end. Sage Narada proved to us that prayers are powerful and can protect us from danger. We'll continue to explore more stories from the Ramayana next week. Till then, keep listening, enjoying and sharing, and don't forget to leave a rating. I'm Divya and you're listening to Timeless Stories. Thank you for listening.